Unit 4. Supplementary Reading. Greenpeace has become synonymous with environmental activism. Since its founding in 1971, the group has captured international headlines with bold, uncompromising campaigns. Their first action, designed to prevent underground nuclear testing off the coast of Alaska, soon led to the end of further testing in the area. Since then, they have campaigned on numerous issues, including protecting forest and marine areas, ending the use of toxic chemicals in consumer products, and stopping the production of genetically engineered crops. Several high-profile decisions made by international firms, governments, and the UN can be directly linked to Greenpeace campaigns. The group, headquartered in Amsterdam, is funded by private contributions from its 2.8 million members. Greenpeace uses nonviolent protest methods to carry out its goals. For instance, its fleet of boats, led by the flagship vessel Rainbow Warrior, identifies and blockades toxic waste dumpers and illegal fishing boats. They often unfurl large banners, which, when captured on camera, make for dramatic news reports. That's intentional, as campaigns can generate momentum once they attract enough public attention. Greenpeace also organizes parades, signature gathering campaigns, and internet-based efforts. Plus, it finances scientific research, leading to important breakthroughs like GreenFreeze, an environmentally friendly refrigerator. Yet the group is not without its critics. Some call their actions extremist and counterproductive, while others say the nonprofit organization worries too much about publicity. Whichever stance one takes, Greenpeace's impact on legislation, company policies, and public awareness over the last four decades is hard to deny.